Chapter 1. As a dozen of us walked toward the student union for the Friday night movie, you could smell snow was coming from the low-hanging December clouds. The blustering wind seemed to be hurting us as everyone tried sneaking toward the middle. Because it happens more often than we'd like, we should be used to the cold by now, especially when the wind comes from the west to give us a few more inches of lake-effect snow. One night we watched 12 inches stack up in an hour, and some of us stayed up to celebrate what was sure to be a day off. Then the next morning, the administration figured the campus wasn't that big, so everyone could still walk to class, but about half of us slept in anyway, and then went outside for a huge snowball fight. Winter comes on fast here and makes up for it by leaving slowly. Luckily, thanks to our student fees, the weekly movies are cheap and usually easy entertainment to get to. A few weeks earlier, under some wonderful Indian summer breezes, the guys had walked behind while the girls sometimes skipped to the union to watch the monkeys head. Brenda kept trying to get us to sing Pleasant Valley Sunday. "Come on, Mark," she said, grabbing my arm. "You've got a great voice, so let's hear it." No, I don't think so. Somehow she still got Michelle, Mike, and Christina to sing, though there might have been blackmail involved with Mike. Okay, I'll admit I might have hummed along a little. Usually I don't mind when we're all looking stupid, but I'd rather it didn't happen in public. It's like when you're a teenager and your folks are hanging around. Not cool. By the time we got there, everyone in line was looking at us funny. But a few people started singing, too. At least it wasn't Daydream Believer. Sorry, now you probably got that song stuck in your head, don't you? Blame Brenda. Luckily, the line wasn't long enough for us to start on Last Train to Clarksville. Okay, I'll stop. Like the weather, this week's movie, Highlander, was much cooler with some great action sequences. You've got to love Sean Connery trying to play a Spaniard around his Scottish accent. No one else could pull that off. The best part of the show was the audience snapping fingers along to the Pink Panther cartoon before the feature started. Come on, admit it, we all wish we were as cool as the Pink Panther. Or Sean Connery.